And joining us now, live in the studio, is Chef Aaron Abramson from Butterfields in Stone Ridge. Butterfields is located on Main Street in Stone Ridge at 3805 Main Street in Stone Ridge in a beautiful historic building. Now, I guess you just told me, Aaron, that it's 207 years old?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
270 years old.
270.
It was funny because there was a guest in last night that was telling us that they lived in the place 40 wow. years ago. So it hasn't always been a restaurant and an inn. Just recently, in the last couple of years, it's been like that.
Wow. So formerly, it had an incarnation. Has now Butterfields, as its new establishment, has a lot of changes been made?
Absolutely. The owners bought it about 2 or 3 years ago and did some very significant renovations and updated it, kept it luxury but with the history. Mm. And then it opened a year and a half ago, and I've been there for a year now, and we're doing some nice stuff.
So to paint a visual picture, the inside of Butterfields is painted this incredibly colonial blue.
That's right.
Which is just a beautiful color. The warmth and feel in the room, the vibe in the room is magnificent.
Yeah.
It really is. It takes you back in time and a contemporary feel all at the same time. So now you're the chef. Where do you get your ingredients from? Are they all local or a lot local? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I took the job, the theme was local, you know, all the lights, the chair upholstery, you know, the stone, the tile, everything that they did to build the hotel was all local. Mm. And then the name of the restaurant, Butterfield, was to describe the land that the settlers described. That's how they described the land.
Back in the day, they looked upon Stone Ridge and the farms and the area and thought it was rich.
Exactly.
A rich area.
Exactly.
Like
so,
butter.
Like butter. So, yeah, I mean, we kind of try and set ourselves some boundaries in the kitchen and only use ingredients that are seasonal and local. Like right now in this area, it's just so easy to be a chef and get good ingredients, more so than any time, you know, because there's middlemen between the farms and the restaurants. There's apps. They're calling you. The farmers are coming to you. It's the easiest thing ever. I just go on my phone, lying in bed, go on my phone, ordering produce from all these different farms, and it shows up the next day. So we try and use as much local stuff as possible because, I mean, the area is just so great with all the great ingredients and everything. It's really quite easy.
So that's great, using a lot of local farms and a lot of local... where do you get the meat from then? Is that local as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We use short ribs from Sugar Hill Farm. We get venison from Millbrook Farms. We get chickens from Yellow Bell. And there's just so many other farms and purveyors that we're using. We get lamb from Kinderhook. And we get our ducks and our geese from our good friends at Bontecou Farms in Stone Ridge. How could I forget them?
So now for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, you're offering the $32.95 prefix meal. And for that, you get three courses and you get a variety of choices for your first, second, and third course. The third course is delicious dessert, and cinnamon sugar dusted churros are on the menu.
That's right.
So do you make those all in-house?
Oh, yeah.
What's a churro made out of?
It's called like a pat de choux dough, okay. Which is just like flour, butter, egg. Just get it really hot, cook it in a pan, and then you just put it in a nice line on a sheet tray until it chills, and then you cut it and put it in the deep fryer. It's as simple as that.
So now the second course mainly is your entree.
Yeah.
So what are you serving up for the second course for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week?
Well, when we signed up to do it, they said... uses all the local farms as possible. So we really got into that, and we kind of forced ourselves to use ingredients not necessarily were in season, but were frozen in when they were in season, like tomatoes. Yeah. We got tomatoes that were frozen in the summertime, and we make a really nice tomato sauce. So one entree is braised short ribs with tomato sauce using tomatoes that were frozen in the summer, mm-hmm. and rutabaga noodles. So you just get a rutabaga and you get
a turnip.
And you get what's called like a spiralizer. You can get them at the grocery store for like $10-$20.
Yeah.
And you just you hook it up to the little machine and it spiralizes it into these noodles, and you blanch the noodles and it tastes just like pasta. That's a little crunchier, but so anyways, this is a take on pasta and red sauce.
Are they soft then?
They're soft, but they got a little bit of a bite.
A little crisp.
Like al dente pasta, really. I mean, it's so much like pasta. I think it's a lot of fun.
Wow. So rutabaga noodles. And we got, let's say, some of this. What's up with the slow-cooked egg?
That's just a slow-cooked egg. It's just slowly poached. And so that's like a perfectly perfectly poached egg. We got these really nice onions. We roast them. We make some caramelized onions. Make a puree of onions. Just like a lot of sweet and a lot of vinegar in them, and like really sweet and salty and acidic, and some delicious squash.
My mouth is watering.
It's pretty good.
Now, as a chef, what is your specialty? What is your favorite food to cook, and what is your favorite dish?
Well,
that's like naming your favorite
child,
right?
It's funny that you mentioned that. I'm from the Pacific Northwest, and everything there is salmon and seafood. So anything seafood related, basically, especially smoking salmon. I've done smoking salmon for my whole life, and I spend years doing it. But I don't do, and I did it actually for New Year's Eve. We did smoke salmon on New Year's Eve. But here in this area, I kind of just use what the great ingredients that are already there, as opposed to going hundreds of miles away to get fish.
To Alaska.
Exactly. So we mostly do meat and vegetables at the restaurant. There's fish dishes, but my favorite dish to cook is smoked salmon or some form of shellfish.
Very cool. And we're talking with Chef Aaron Abramson of Butterfields in Stone Ridge. They are part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which is on now through Sunday. Are you offering lunch as part of this or just dinner?
On Saturday and Sunday, we do brunch. We're open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., so we are offering a Restaurant Week menu during that time off of our brunch menu.
Very cool.
Yes.
So Saturday and Sunday, you can still stop by this weekend and enjoy a prefix lunch as part of Butterfield's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week participation. And any special beverages you have?
Oh, we got everything. Bloody Mary. Lots of pickles. Great Bloody Mary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got everything right now. Whatever you want, wine, beer, all of it. Good cider. I mean, we're in the best area in the country for that sort of thing.
Now, tell me about your own physical presentation. How should one dress to go to Butterfields? Is it casual? Formal?
I would say casually formal.
Okay.
You know, well, it's wintertime, so no one's wearing flip-flops or shorts. But, you know, I mean, you're not going to get turned away no matter what. I mean, I think that nice flannel shirt that you're wearing looks pretty good.
Well, thanks.
I think that would work.
You know, I'm always in style, apparently. 30 years ago and right now, I'm still in style.
That flannel shirt will always work.
Yeah. Okay. So that is acceptable at Butterfields. And Butterfields is on Main Street in Stone Ridge, 3805 Main Street, Stone Ridge. For reservations, more information, and to find out the exact menu at Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, visit butterfieldstoneridge.com. Now, you've been the chef there for the past year. Do you think you're going to stay?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. In fact, I'm looking for a home, believe it or not.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. And we welcome you with open arms
to
our area. And as a chef in a delicious restaurant as part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And again, this Saturday and Sunday at Butterfields, enjoy a prefix lunch. And every day this week up until Sunday, enjoy a prefix dinner as part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. You can visit HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com for further information. And, well, find a delicious restaurant near you and check it out. And if you've never been to Butterfields, now you have an opportunity to, well, go there, experience it, and not be, you know, deterred by price or the setting itself. So try something new in Stone Ridge, Butterfields. And big thanks to Chef Aaron Abramson for being here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. We'll keep the music coming at you. Here's one from Calexico. This is brand new from their album, The Thread That Keeps Us, which came out on January 26th. This is Under the Wheels.